Welcome to the Washington Page. I'm Sally Hart on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm speaking with Ann Williams with the Washington Iowa Betterment Foundation about their upcoming pub crawl on Friday. The Betterment Foundation here in Washington is putting on a fun St. Patrick's Day event. Can you let us know what's going on?
Absolutely. Well, the Betterment Foundation started back in 1995. Businessman Bill Sittler had a passion for our community and improving it through different projects around town. He started this foundation, and because of his passion for Washington, we felt that we wanted to continue that, and we wanted to branch out to the next generation of people in the community. One, to let them know what Betterment is about, and also to continue Bill's legacy. So Tiffany is on our board with the Betterment Foundation, and she's got some great ideas, and she came forward and said, I think this is an excellent idea of how we go to the next step of reaching the younger generation in the community to educate them on what Betterment is. So the first annual Washington Pub Crawl is going to be held this weekend, coming up March 17th. And we're very excited about that and the opportunities that it has.
So what is the night going to look like?
It's going to start at 5 p.m. And we have five establishments that are along the route, and folks can stop in any one of the five locations that they like. And I'll just go through those. We're going to be at Pipeliners, Wagon Wheel, Unkin' Neff's, Lebowski's, and JP's 207. We will be providing a shuttle service that will continuously run on that route. We will somehow notify you within the establishment that the bus has arrived so that you can go to the next location. The fun thing about it is everyone gets a t-shirt, and it's got a St. Patrick's Day theme because that happens to be the holiday that day. We also will have five tickets for each participant. They will be able to get a signature drink at one of the locations. So five tickets, five different locations. And each of the establishments has come up with what they consider to be their signature drinks. That can be with alcohol, and it can also be non-alcoholic. So should be a lot of fun. We're going to have a little bit of things built into it to try and let people know what it is that the Betterment Foundation does. Of course, we'll be dressed in theme attire, and we just hope that everyone has a great time.
And if people are interested in it, is it too late to get signed up?
Tickets are still available, and you can get those either through Tiffany's business at Simply Spa. You can come to my office, which is Farm Bureau, or you can contact Denise Erpelding or any one of the board members. Tickets are $30 a person or $50 a couple. Now, we had to have the t-shirts made in advance, so we can't guarantee that every ticket sold now will have a t-shirt, but they'll be receiving a koozie from us.
Can you highlight some of the projects that the Betterment Foundation has done or helped accomplish in the last couple of years?
Absolutely. Probably the one that's the most recent would be our support of the Performing Arts Center here in Washington, the auditorium that was added on to the high school. We support large and small projects. So the larger projects are going to be things like when the library was built, the outdoor swimming pool, the track at the field, the strength and conditioning room that was added on out at Case Field. Some of our smaller projects are going to be support of Paws and More. We support the flowers and trees that are downtown Washington. We also help teachers who want to paint in their classroom but don't have the supplies to do that. So our focus is really on physical improvement. So it's those things that make Washington a better place to live and raise a family and to work in. Our application process is very simple. It's a one-page request, just having you outline what it is that you are needing. Sometimes we might have the person come to the board meeting just to present so that we get a better idea if we have questions about it, but it really is a very simple process. Bill wanted to improve the community, and so his legacy lives on through the Betterment Foundation.
That's been today's Washington Page with Ann Williams with the Washington Iowa Betterment Foundation speaking about their pub crawl on Friday. I'm Sally Hart with KCII News.